I'm hitting record. Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday morning show on KRFY with your host, Phil Huff. And with me this morning, I have Rose Olson, who's Communications and Engagement Manager for the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness. Good morning, Rose.
Hi, Phil. Good morning.
So you're back to the show. You've been on a couple of times, but we always have new listeners or people who may have caught your previous episode. Give us a brief introduction about who you are and what your role is with the Friends.
Yeah, so like you said, I'm Rose, and I'm the Communications and Engagement Manager for Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness. I think last time I was on the air, I was actually wearing my Sandpoint Nordic Club hat, where I'm a board member. But for the Scotchman Peaks, I do all kinds of things. We're a small team of two here in the Sandpoint office.
We may have some audio difficulties today, so bear with us. Rose, can you hear us?
Events, the list goes on. It's nonprofit work is a many hats kind of thing to get the job done.
And I'm sure you're excited with your Nordic Club on or off about the snow we've just had. And I apologize to our listeners if we have a few audio glitches. The snow right now is so deep outside, instead of doing this in the studio, we're trying to record it just before the show and rush it off to be uploaded. So it may fade in and out. But the snow's exciting, isn't it, Rose?
It's so exciting. And actually, last night we had our first practice for the Youth Ski League program, and we weren't sure we were going to have snow at Pine Street Woods, but we did, and we got the kids out on skis, and it was so much fun. So yeah, probably going to have to head up to Schweitzer very soon.
What a blast. But for now, let's talk about some of the winter programming that the Friends does, and the snow will help there. There's all kinds of things going on, and that's going to be our topic today. And before we delve into that, our listeners, again, those first-time listeners especially, might appreciate the two-minute overview of who the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness are and what they do, the mission, the brief history.
Sure, yeah. So the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness is a nonprofit group advocating for a capital W wilderness designation for the Scotchman Peaks region. And that's that big chunk of mountains near Scotchman Peak, kind of between Clark Fork, Idaho, and Troy, Montana. And so our group began organizing in 2005. And our mission officially is to pass on a Scotchman Peaks wilderness for our children and grandchildren. And a lot of the work we do while working towards that official legislation is just about connecting people to their wild backyard that we have the luxury, the access to right there. And we do this with a growing team of volunteers who help us to offer free guided hikes year round. We do trail work in the summer to keep trails open. And we have a really cool trail ambassador program also in the summer on Scotchman Peak. And in the winter, we also have winter tracks, which I think we're probably going to talk about next.
Yes, let's talk about winter. What does winter bring for the Friends?
Yeah, so winter, we do hikes year round. So we just this last weekend launched our winter hikes programming with our first hike up Star Peak. And that was guided by one of our board members, Rebecca. And she actually let me know, if you guys remember this weekend, it was pretty low visibility, wet and cold. But she said they did make it above the tree line, and some folks chose to stay and wait there, and the rest of the group did make it up to the lookout, and they were able to get back to the cars by dark. But yeah, we have an amazing lineup of winter hikes, and coming up this weekend on the 13th, we're working with Kinixu Land Trust to offer a free hiking with kids event out of Thompson Falls, Montana. And on Sunday, we also have our 19th anniversary hike up Regal.
Rose faded out. I think she was going to talk about our Regal Creek hike. Hopefully she rejoins us here momentarily.
Like Scotchman Peak or Goat Peak or Star Peak do.
Faded out there for a bit, Rose, but I think we filled in. We've got a Riggle Creek hike coming up and then some other fun ones later in the season. Ross Creek Cedars is always a blast, isn't it?
Yeah, Ross Creek Cedars is great, and I don't know if you caught, similar to Regal Creek, Ross Creek is another good one for it's a more accessible hike because it doesn't have quite the same elevation gain that some of the others do, and it's so pretty in the winter with the big trees back there.
Isn't it? Isn't it though? And I'm just picturing right now the quiet cathedral of snow that's gently falling in cedars is just the ma marvelous place to be. I know if I get my roadway cleared and things allow, it's going to be some wonderful snowshoeing if possible later today.
Yeah.
But the winter is not only about hikes for the friends. So to tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, we have this really cool program, Winter Tracks, and this is the 10th year of that program. And so we've got a really good groove going. And what Winter Tracks is, it's a program we put on where we partner with local schools in the area. And we set up an outdoor learning field trip day. And it's usually out of Round Lake, but we have some other locations in the area. And the students get to rotate through a handful of different.
The Winter Tracks is all about student learning and student engagement and inspiration. And I know from my
Yeah.
past all that it's just been a wonderful thing. This is what, its 10th year? Seem to be in and out with the recording here.
Oh, I'm back. I see you again, Phil.
Yes, so this is the 10th year for Winter Track, we were just starting to say. And tell us a little bit about some of the schools that we partner with here in Idaho.
Yeah, so we're kicking off our first one is this weekend or this week with Hope Elementary. They're taking their whole group of fourth graders out to Round Lake, and we're going to go through all kinds of stations like tree ID. Forestry tools, winter survival skills, which is going to be taught by Carrie Lee Kenoke. She was on the show Alone, and so that's always exciting. But yeah, we work with most of the elementary schools in the region, including Clark Fork Junior Senior High, and then we also work with the other schools in Thompson, over in Montana, Thompson and Sanders County and stuff.
Libby.
Libby, yes, thank you.
Yes. It's such a fabulous program for the Friends to do. One of the things that I think makes a real impact in our communities is gets all the kiddos out. Some of the benchmarks we've seen in the last couple of years include quite a few students.
Yeah, I think last year I just ran the stats. So last year for this program, we got nearly 400 students out learning in the wild and just connecting with being outdoors and learning more traditional skills from experts in their fields, which is a pretty cool platform to be able to create for just our community to share information across generations like that.
Yes, and thank you. And so, and that goes on through the whole winter. How long is that? How many weeks, months does this occupy?
Yeah, so we start this weekend, like I, or this week, sorry, is our first one, and we have one or two classes in various locations nearly every week through March. So yeah, we go all winter.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the snow stays because that makes it more fun for the kiddos and the volunteers, and really puts the winter into winter tracks. It's arrived just in time for this program anyway.
Yep, absolutely.
So winter hikes and winter tracks, and I know also with many nonprofits, winter's the time when small gatherings and other things happen. What's on the radar for the Friends coming up?
Yeah, we have just a couple small events and we're working on some more. But the next one in Sandpoint, anyway, next Thursday, the 18th, we're having a sip and shop fundraiser out at the Pondre Winery. And if you haven't been to a sip and shop fundraiser at the winery, highly recommend. It's such a fun night just connecting with other folks in the area, and all proceeds from the evening, not all proceeds, excuse me, a portion of the proceeds that night get donated to us. And so it's a great night to come out, grab a glass of wine, grab a flatbread, just enjoy the evening and know that some of your money that evening is going to a good cause.
It's so wonderful to live in a community with so many business partners that support the nonprofit community, and to see the folks who support nonprofits come out and enjoy supporting our business community of these kinds of small events. The sip and shops and pint nights are one of the things that really brings a value added to the culture and socialness of Sandpoint, I think.
It's so special. I love the community of Sandpoint. And yeah, this is just one of the many things that I think is great about our community.
And that's again on the 18th.
Yep, next Thursday, January 18th. I think it's 4 to 8 or so. It's in the evening. Yeah, 4 to 8 or so. So next Thursday, come out. Brave the winter storm and get a glass of wine. We'll
Send
be
it. So, looking ahead to the calendar, other events coming up. I know a bug was put in your ear to talk about a Wolverine event that's not fully fleshed out yet, and so I'll even just jump in here with a couple notes that, from what I understand, the with the recent listing of the threatened and endangered species status for the Wolverine, it's an ideal time to bring out some folks from the Department of Fish and Game, Indoor Forest Service, the biologist, to talk about what that means, but also to reflect on the Wolverine, and hoping to do a showing of the Phantom, the Wolverine movie put together by Doug Chadwick about a decade ago. And that's not yet scheduled, but would likely occur sometime in late February, early March. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
So, what's up? What's on the calendar past the end of February to look forward to for the Friends?
We've got a full, and I mean full, slate of hikes coming up. It's too many to list, but we go places like Regal Creek, like I mentioned, Ross Creek, Goat Mountain, if you're feeling strong, Spar Lake, and all kinds of stuff. But jumping ahead into March, we are hosting our, I think it's the 6th year, we're hosting the Wild and Scenic Film Festival at the Panada Theater on March 22nd, which is a Friday. And this is one of my favorite events of the year. So yeah, it's the Wild and Scenic Film Festival at the Panada Theater in Sandpoint, March 22nd. And this is considered one of the nation's like premier environmental and environment and sorry, adventure film festivals. There's always really great films at this and raffles. It's a classic Panada event.
Of all the film festivals that come to our area, and there are a few, the Wild and Scenic is a favorite of many.
Yeah. So be sure to get that on your calendar. Like I said, Friday, March 22nd. Tickets should be on sale very soon. I'm working on getting all the back end stuff on the website set up like this week. So keep your eyes peeled, but yeah, get it on your calendar. I hope to see you all out there.
What a fun night that is. And you know, it's hard right now to imagine with snow just finally falling that we are going to have summer, but it's not that far away. Summer is coming, and it's the time of year when those groups active in the summer are doing a lot of their planning. And give us an early view of what's happening maybe this summer.
Yeah, so our summer programming, and really when I say summer, we use summer loosely in Idaho terms. For us, my bookmark is kind of April, which isn't really quote unquote summer yet, but that's when my brain starts getting in summer. So that's when we start looking for volunteers for our trail work projects. And we also are putting together our summer series of guided hikes. And so those are two really great volunteer opportunities if you're looking for just a low commitment opportunity to volunteer out in the wild. And like I said earlier, our trail ambassador program as well. Those are all really great volunteer opportunities with, yeah, just a short-term commitment. We also this summer though are hiring. We have two really exciting seasonal opportunities that are coming up. One is our backcountry ranger intern position, and that's a 10-week program that we work with the Kootenai National Forest over in Trout Creek is where you're stationed, if that sounds interesting to you. And it's a really cool opportunity. It's like a learning opportunity, and you get to work in the field with the Forest Service. It is a paid internship. And so that's always, I love seeing who our interns are. They're super fun. Last summer we had a woman from Gonzaga, and it was so fun. Anyway, and we also have a seasonal trail stewardship coordinator position that we're looking to hire. And this person will be in charge of overseeing all those summer programs I mentioned earlier. So they'll be working with our volunteers to guide all of, sorry, not guide, but organize all the trail projects and help with some outreach events. And it's a really great kind of boots on the ground position. Yeah, that kind of, I think that goes April-ish through October-ish, just kind of depending on who applies and how the season goes.
And the application period still open?
Application period for both of those is still open. Yeah, thank you. I believe not for much longer. Through the end of January is what I believe we're looking at. So if either of those positions sound interesting, or if you know someone who that sounds like a good fit, more info is on our website. I think it's scotchmanpeaks.org/, what's the slash, job opportunities. Or if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of our page, you'll see that menu at the bottom. But yeah, both of those are posted there. They're summer seasonal, paid, boots on the ground kind of jobs. It's really great.
Google knows all, I was about to
Google
say.
knows all, yeah. That too.
What a wonderful array of things coming up here, both in the winter and in the summer. And as we kind of wind down to a close here, Rose, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah, I hope that you get outside. And whether that's on a hike with us, that would be my number one preference for you all. Any version of going outside, or get your cross country skis at Pine Street Woods. I gotta put a little plug for the Nordic Club too. And if you've never cross country skied before, Pine Street Woods is a great spot, and we do have rentals out of the little outdoor rec center, the building up at the top, just on weekends. So if you don't have gear, you can rent gear there and just, ski around. So anyway, go on a hike with us, go cross country skiing at Pine Street Woods. Those are my top two recommendations for the day.
Looking outside, they make perfect sense. I would say play safe, be safe on the roads, give yourself a little extra time, and enjoy the snow. It's been a wonderful brief interview here with Rose Olson, the Communications and Engagement Manager for the Friends of Scotch and Peaks Wilderness. You're listening to KRFY, Community Radio for North Idaho at 88.5 FM or live streaming on your internet-enabled device. I'm Phil Huff, and one of your hosts. Hopefully you can join us back for more morning shows at 8 a.m. on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, the news of the week on Fridays, and we'll be back here tomorrow and so on. Thank you, Rose.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Phil.